Labor leader Bill Shorten says the leadership of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull hampered the Liberal National Party's chances of winning the Queensland election. Federal LNP member George Christensen has offered the Queensland electorate an apology, saying the LNP should have listened more and blamed Mr Turnbull's leadership and policy direction. Mr Turnbull has dismissed concerns, saying the campaign was fought on local issues.
The election was fought very much, as we know, on state issues, as state elections always are, by the way, but this one was particularly so. And we will wait to see the final the results of the final counting.
But Mr Shorten says federal issues did play a role in the Queensland vote.
We've seen George Christensen out there saying that there needs to be more leadership from the Turnbull government in the light of the Queensland election. We've seen the National Party calling for changes in the way they operate with their Liberal allies in Queensland. There is no doubt that the crisis engulfing the Turnbull government is affecting the reputation of the Liberal National Party brand right across Australia.
The Nationals have used the election results to reiterate the need for their party to have a strong and distinct identity separate from their coalition partner. The One Nation vote was higher than the LNP's in every electorate except one. Mr Turnbull says voting for One Nation has only assisted the Labor Party.
The One Nation voters, I want to say to them that your votes for One Nation have assisted Anastasia Palaszczuk. Now, when we come to the federal election, we will be making that point very, very strongly. If you want to have a coalition government, then you should vote for the coalition. Vote for the LNP in Queensland or the Liberal Party or National Party elsewhere. That is the only way to be sure you get and keep a coalition government.
Meanwhile, Attorney General George Brandis says he is somewhat surprised the Queensland Labor Party didn't try to lobby on federal issues during the election campaign.
I was a little surprised at the Labor Party's focus. I think a few weeks ago, many of us were expecting that there would be an attempt by the Labor Party to introduce federal issues into this election campaign. That didn't happen. This was an election exclusively about Queensland issues.
But Queensland Labor Senator Murray Watts told Sky News Mr Brandis is out of touch. He says federal implications cannot be overlooked.
It just shows how deluded this man is. You know, last night and this morning, we've had Matt Canavan out on the in the TVs saying there's no federal implications here, no message for the feds at all. Now you've got George Brandis doing it as well. These people are just closing their eyes, shutting their ears, and they want to ignore the fact that this has been a huge setback for the LNP in Queensland.